You're listening to SBS News.
There are 20 coronavirus vaccines being developed right now, according to the World Health Organization. However, Australian researchers say there are reports of up to 60 candidate vaccines currently in the works. None of them are ready to be used on a human being. Officials confirm the task to deliver a COVID-19 vaccine is an international effort, with scientists and experts sharing information. World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus is motivated to do more.
Every day, COVID-19 seems to reach a new and tragic milestone. Every loss of life is a tragedy. It's also motivation to double down and do everything we can.
The collective research is being carried out in China, USA and 18 European countries. They are currently fast-tracking the vaccine development, and an Australian team is on the front line of this movement. Professor Paul Young is the head of the University of Queensland's School of Chemistry and Molecular Biosciences. He says they've experimented with hundreds of formulations and have settled on one candidate, which could become the first in the world to go to market.
We've got a good foundation and a platform. We feel that it's important for us to also contribute to this. We're conducting animal safety studies before we actually put our vaccine into the first human arm, and that will be towards the end of June.
So how long will it take? Based on experience with previous vaccines and research, it takes many years to develop a vaccine for a disease affecting people around the world. In the coronavirus battle, researchers are rapidly speeding up the process, but as yet, no one has been successful in creating a COVID-19 vaccine. Professor Young says his team is working night and day, and they are making remarkable progress.
Normally, a vaccine takes many years, and most vaccines have taken 10, 15, or even more years to develop. The 12 to 18 months that has been the timeline we can get a COVID vaccine out is really people's best estimates of if we go flat out and accelerate. This is a remarkable possibility. We need to hit milestones successfully in the normal process before we actually trigger the next stage in the development.
Executive Director of the World Health Organization, Mike Ryan, says researchers will not cut corners just to be the first to produce a vaccine.
I think we have to be realistic. Vaccines take a long time to develop, test, make them safe, prove that they're effective, and then you've got to produce enough vaccine for everybody. Like, we are talking at least a year, but that doesn't mean that we're helpless. We can do a lot to stop this disease right now, and we can save a lot of lives right now.
In Singapore, a potential COVID-19 vaccine is reportedly just days away from being tested. Deputy Director of Emerging Infectious Diseases, Oi Eng Eong, says his team is fast-tracking the process at an unbelievable rate.
Instead of waiting 6 months to know whether a vaccine works, in 3 to 5 days, we will know whether it works, whether it triggers the right genes to be turned on and which ones to turn off. That will lead to developing a good immune response, right? So by using a molecular approach to measuring these outcomes rather than waiting and seeing whether this happens clinically, then we shorten the process from what would otherwise take 6 months down to a few days.
According to Professor Mary Louise McClaws, who is an Australian advisor to the World Health Organization for COVID-19 readiness and response, a lot more has to be done now.
The only quick fix will be a vaccine, and that's not happening anytime quick. So we're going to have to do what other outbreaks have done and suffer the discomfort of very basic and outbreak prevention strategies, and that is social distancing while we're waiting for a vaccine.
So how would it work? A vaccine will fight part or all of the virus in the human immune system. It is usually in the form of an injection at a low dose, prompting the system to produce antibodies to the source of the virus. Antibodies will battle the virus the first time, then later become quickly mobilized again if the person is exposed a second time. Professor Young says researchers are either trying to discover an entirely new vaccine or build one out of elements that are already proven to help people.
You know, a lot of people are going down the discovery path, trying to identify new compounds that might inhibit the virus. That path actually is as challenging as a vaccine path, because you can't put a new drug straight into humans. You do need to take it through the appropriate testing, repurposing. That's probably where we have our biggest hope, that there are drugs already out there that have been taken through clinical trials, so we know that they're safe in individuals. We just need to now show or determine whether they have any action against COVID.
Professor Ryan from the WHO says the testing stage is just as vital right now as the efforts being made to develop a vaccine. University of Queensland researchers are preparing to trial two existing medications to treat the illness. The Commonwealth Scientific and Industrial Research Organisation, also known as CSIRO, is testing potential vaccines and therapeutics and working on a process to speed that testing up. They hope to have the process ready for vaccine producers to use by next month. Researchers are also developing drugs called relief therapeutics to treat already infected patients, reduce their suffering, and strengthen the immune system fighting the virus until a vaccine is in place. Stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.